AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A shootout in Charlotte, North Carolina. Norman Hall has details.
Three members of a U.S. Marshals task force serving a warrant at a house for a felon wanted for possessing a firearm were killed, and five other officers were wounded. Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Chief Johnny Jennings.
Today we lost some heroes that are out to just simply trying to keep our community safe.
Jennings says the suspect was killed in the front yard of the home. One of the two people inside opened fire with a high-powered rifle. Rissa Rain was cleaning her house nearby.
We seen SWAT trucks. They were going all over the grass, everything, and they started shooting again.
Chief Jennings says four officers from his department were wounded.
One being in critical condition who is now in the hospital fighting for his life.
Two persons of interest, a 17-year-old male and a woman, were detained. I'm Norman Hall.
In Arizona, the case against a 75-year-old rancher who shot and killed a Mexican migrant on his property is being dropped.
The shooting happened in January of 2023. George Allen Kelly says he fired warning shots at a group of men on his cattle ranch and says he didn't directly fire at the victim. He was on trial nearly a month, but the jury deadlocked. And now the prosecutor in Santa Cruz County has opted against a new trial.
Because of the unique circumstances and challenges surrounding this case,
Judge Thomas Fink made it official.
The court's going to grant the dismissal. It's also going to exonerate any bond that's been posted.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Protesters and police clashed at the University of Texas, where dozens were arrested, while Columbia University has begun issuing suspensions as colleges around the country beg pro-Palestinian demonstrators to clear out tent encampments ahead of commencement. The U.S. is pressing Hamas to accept the latest ceasefire deal with Israel. And in Kansas, Republican lawmakers have failed to override the Democratic governor's veto of a proposed ban on gender-affirming care for transgender minors. This is AP News. Jennifer King reports the future's near for self-driving trucks.
Imagine rolling down the highway and an 18-wheeler pulls up behind you with no one at the wheel.
What we're building is a driver.
During a demonstration in Pittsburgh, CEO Chris Urmson says his company, Aurora Innovation, plans to launch up to 20 of their driverless semis along Interstate 45 between Dallas and Houston within the next 9 months, carrying loads for partners like FedEx and Uber Freight. Phil Koopman studies vehicle automation safety at Carnegie Mellon.
Computers don't drive drunk, but they don't make human errors, they make robot errors.
Koopman says he's concerned about the relaxed approach government regulators are taking with driverless vehicles.
The company's going to decide when they think they're safe. And the only thing the regulators are going to do is judge them after the fact if something went wrong.
The goal of Aurora and competitor companies is to put tens of thousands of the driverless trucks on U.S. public freeways within the next 3 or 4 years. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.